Neo-soul was the in sound from far out in the mid-90s when Usher and D'Angelo started burning up the charts. The genre and its passionate subculture are now getting proper analysis courtesy of PhD candidate Marcus Shepherd. Arts and culture reporter Jillian Baker has the interview.
I'm here with Marcus Shepherd, a third-year PhD student at the Annenberg School for Communication Journalism. So your focus is on neo-soul, yes?
That's correct.
So I love neo-soul. There's some confusion happening with neo-soul, and people are confused about the definition of neo-soul.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what my whole research kind of surrounds, is attempting to define this music genre that's been out for about 20-plus years now. I came into academia because when I was an undergrad, I was looking for books that talked about the music that I loved. Mm-hmm. And I never found a book that talked about neo-soul. And I've loved this genre since I was a teenager. And so mm-hmm. I was like, well, who's writing about it? Nobody was. So I was like, why don't I give it a shot? It was definitely a marketing label term, but there's definitely a culture that I can't guess we are both fans of
right.
that is formed around it. So I think it's important for us to get a concrete kind of definition so that we can kind of engage in a conversation about what neo soul is and what it has done and what continues to do.
The term neo-soul. Mm-hmm. I know a few artists in the genre, like Jill Scott, like protest that term. Mm-hmm. And so how does she do that in like her music?
So Jill Scott is just like, I make music. There's a moment where she goes into an operatic aria in the middle of He Loves Me. For me, I theorize that neo-soul is a space where she can do all of these things. People who kind of rap and sing. You kind of have people like Janelle Monáe, who people mm-hmm. consider a modern-day neo-soul artist, who definitely crosses those bounds. So they kind of use these elements in it, and I think it's also a female response to hip-hop. If you look at hip-hop, the majority of releases are by men, and you look at neo-soul, the majority of releases are by women, and they're entering into politics that are definitely talked about in hip-hop. It's important to have women responding to hip-hop because they have been shut out of that genre for so long. A lot of the spaces where hip-hop was originally created were definitely male, masculine spaces that mm-hmm. women weren't allowed to enter. And so neo-soul kind of came about in the mid 90s, and these women kind of gravitated towards the genre because it still had hip-hop elements in it that they grew up and loved, but then it also allowed them to have a space to kind of engage in the politics that were being discussed and that they were listening to. People keep asking about this glow I seem to have, because I'm just not the same. Jill Scott has a great song called My Petition. Talks about kind of the degradation of the black community in response to the Reagan era, mm-hmm. but she performed it at a moment after Katrina, and it resonated with people. And oh, how do I trust you? How do I love you when you lie to me repeatedly? She performed it live on BET. During that moment after Kanye West says George Bush hates black people. And I think that there's a cathartic aspect to neo-soul for the black community especially that I don't think we've fully recognized.
Jillian Baker, Annenberg Radio News.